It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Oh my goodness. I was going to say I didn't have to shovel. It's cold, but I didn't have to shovel.
So
because
cold.
Be careful out there, but I didn't have to shovel. And that was a little victory. I just drove over the tiny little bit. A
little bit. I mean, it did suck waking up and going, oh, man.
Yeah, but it's slippery.
Yeah, so, you still got to be careful.
The little victory is, even though it's cold and there's snow, I didn't have to shovel.
Let's go. Let's go. You just drove through.
This is about finding the positive.
That's right.
In something.
That's right. So, even when we ain't got it.
Amen. On the full moon.
On a full moon day.
Oh,
well, technically yesterday, but yeah.
It's still out, okay? Mm-hmm. I saw it this morning. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that it's a long week. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm about to be back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, my gosh.
But the little victory is that we got a lot of home Bucks basketball this week, baby.
And they're serving us breakfast at our meeting today at work.
And I got to leave the work meeting early.
Little victories. Let's go. Go Bucks.
That part.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about this full moon next.
Oh, my
I'm
Lanta.
Not even kidding. I have to, when I tell you how the, just next, okay?
Next.
Jeez. And don't forget, we got Hozier tickets going to Summerfest. We're sending you at 7:45 this morning after Am I the Jerk?
Yerp.
But question of the day is next, and it involves the full moon. Wait till I tell you this. Kiss
Say
FM.
Less.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, do we believe in the full moon and that it has an effect on people in our lives?
I 100% do.
I
no
do
question.
Too.
Whether you add science into it or not, and I've got enough science in my brain to think yes, it does.
Honestly, I support it. And after the morning I've had, and even the night I had, it was bizarre.
What happened?
Everything. And it was it was little and big things. And I feel like my life is going really well right now.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to stay positive. But DZ, after my date with the new guy yesterday at lunch.
Oh, that's right.
It was like,
well, did the date go good?
The date went great.
Okay, good.
But then, well, kind of. We almost ran out of time.
Well, I mean,
so
that,
maybe, but that's, yeah, that's me talking.
That's but, we wish we had more time. Yeah. That's how good it was going.
But then the day just got weirder and weirder, and like things were just not falling into place. It's like my kids came home from school and they were just off. There was a lot of emotions.
First domino.
And then I was dealing with the health insurance issue of the new year on the phone with the health insurance, and they're telling me that they never sent me a card, and it's going to take 14 days to get me one.
Sheesh.
And I go, well, you better send me one digitally. And they go, well, we'll send you a code. And then I don't get a code. And they go, oh, must be your provider. I mean, it was like one thing.
Everything was off.
They were blaming everyone else why the code wasn't coming through my phone.
And yeah.
And then I go to download the digital card and it wouldn't let me. And I mean, it was like, so it was one thing after another. So then morning.
There's more.
So then I ended up going to bed late, which was way off. I woke up late.
Yeah.
There was snow.
Yeah.
It was cold, which is Mother Nature. Okay.
'Tis the season.
But then I'm standing in the kitchen. I open my medicine cabinet. Out of meds.
Oh, no.
Out of meds.
And we need those.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
So then I go, well.
And you don't got the insurance card.
Yeah, well, they're going to fill it. Don't worry.
Well, obviously.
And then I go, Oh, well, you know.
I'll be all right.
It wasn't me. It was my kid. And I, don't worry, I handled it. But because, we all have ADHD. Let's be real. So then I make sure I have all my stuff. I'm already running late. And I go out to the car and my purse everywhere.
It fell?
Wide open. So I'm talking pins, gum.
Everything.
Medicine,
the little things. Lip balms, whatever.
Everything is all over my garage now. Under my car.
Under?
And I'm like, what is it?
You're having a bad day.
I'm on my hands and knees.
So far.
In the cold.
Oh, no. In the garage. Oh, no.
I'm trying to get all my stuff back in my purse.
Trying not to get dirty, too.
I'm already late.
You're a hot mess.
I mean, DZ. And so I'm driving to work, and I'm going slow because of the snow.
Because you want to be careful.
And I'm like, looking at the moon going, bleep you, moon!
Is that when you realize you went, it's the moon.
So mad, dude.
Bro, it's not just the fact that sometimes things go crazy, but even my wife, as a teacher, she will say, kids on full moon days.
Wacky.
Act a little wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids were wacky last night. I felt that.
Mm-hmm. You feel it. You go, all right, well, the day isn't running normally.
No.
Sometimes things stand out. But the truth is, when you have such a ginormous size rock so close to our ginormous size rock, the polarities, the energy, if you will, the magnetic fields, things are going to be thrown off. Birds act funny. Different animals act funny. And we are animals and animalistic ourselves. It messes with the atmosphere. And it's not one of those noticeable things like it's like gravity where, oh, I'm floating differently. No, we just acting crazy
kooky. Something was off. Uh-huh. And something is still off. And I've been trying so hard to be positive and I feel like life is great, but what a day.
Well,
you're right.
We can be positive.
The purse alone flying everywhere
that sucks.
Was like, what the?
That's like the cherry on top, and it's not a good cherry.
I felt like a ghost hit me and knocked me over. You know what I mean? Like,
all the time.
Boom.
That's
like,
how
I live life. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Boom.
Full moon this.
Here's your purse all over the freaking garage.
And it was a wolf moon.
What's a wolf moon mean? It just means
it's the first moon of the new year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because around this time, wolves are specifically active around full moons.
Oh,
crazy, right? You'd think. Cold weather animals are active during full moons. So they call it wolf moons. Because around this time, wolves are super, super active. Yada, yada. Basically, all it means is it's the first full moon of the year. And yes, the question, my answer, I believe
it. You believe in full moons.
I believe it.
Okay. 414-533-1037. You know what? Screw it.
You're trying to chance it? You're just answering any random number? Oh, my God. No, this is your fault. Fine.
It might be a bad idea, but you know what? Hi. I'm scared to answer on a full moon. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jinx. Jinx. Double jinx.
Carl from Indy.
Oh, you got lucky. Grippo girl.
It's going to be okay.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Oh my gosh, we're like a trio, not a quartet. What do you call a trio?
A trio.
A trio?
A trio?
See, I'm dumb today. The full moon made me dumb now.
We're like a trio, not a quartet. What do you call a trio? A trio?
Put me out of my misery. Carl, do you believe in full moons?
No, not really, actually.
Well, never mind.
I've heard about them before.
Yeah?
Like I've heard about like crimes and stuff.
The effects,
stuff,
yeah.
And,
like the police and the it's fire a wild department,
statistic.
They're constant. The hospitals are busier,
yep.
Allegedly, I've heard.
But you don't believe it, huh, Carl?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean,
Carl, are you okay? You sound sick, my guy.
A little congested?
Oh, no.
No, I'm fine. I'm just in bed. I'm just like in the bed, actually.
Exactly.
He's pillow talking. Carl, you a goofball,
Carl,
man.
Carl and Indy, we love you. We're going to go find people who do believe in the full moon now.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I have to stay positive with the full moon because right after we said that, we went to the phones and they weren't working.
Everything was going wrong. Like it's like we called it upon ourselves for real.
What the hell? Okay, so I'm
board stopped working, bro.
Everything. So now we've got the phones back working.
Thankfully.
So let's go to Maya in East Troy. We'll start with her. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, do you believe in the full moon effect?
I definitely do.
Go on.
What happened to you?
It's just as a mother, you could just see it
in your children,
in your kid.
Yeah,
and I'm also a daycare teacher.
She sees it in the mother kids too.
There it is.
Yep. Whenever the kids are getting crazy, or all of us are just like, it's a full moon. It's a full moon.
I was just about to ask Maya. Like sometimes
weird.
You don't realize it's a full moon, and then you go, why are these kids so out of pocket?
It's weird.
It must be a full moon, and then you do a quick Google search and ta-na-na.
You should see. I shouldn't admit this on the air. They're going to kill me. But you should see the hand mark Owen put on Hudson's butt last night when they were slapping butts because, you know, they're at that 11, 13 age.
Yep.
And they always wrestle and are physical.
Yep.
And Owen looked so upset that he like hurt him. And I'm like, all right, everybody go to their rooms. But again,
we were playing until we weren't. Now
we're
done.
Off. They were wacky. It was like people were getting hurt yesterday. And I was like, we're done.
Maniacs on these moons, man.
Yep.
Full maniacs on these full moons.
So she's right about the kids.
Yes.
100%. Jinx again.
It's going to be an all-day thing.
At least DZ and I are together on point this morning. At least our chemistry's working for the show, thank God.
Everything's on fire. We're on fire together. Maya, appreciate you calling.
Oh, wait. Don't bring on a fire in this building. I don't have time for that today. today, DC.
Knock on wood. Maya, we're going to talk to you later, yo.
Bye, Maya.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. Yes.
Yes, it is. Let's go to our girl in Detroit. How about Audrey, a.k.a. Racine?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton.
It's a mixture of Racine and Detroit.
Detroit.
Good morning.
Morning.
Tell us you believe in the full moon or you don't. Which one?
I'm looking at that son of a gun right now.
It's so big.
I know. I do believe.
Yeah. And it was bigger last night, bro.
It's
like,
big.
This is the morning full moon, bro.
It's hitting. Yeah. Well, what happened to you, Audrey, or what didn't happen to you?
Back in my prison days, I would make sure that I had off during the full moon because
she worked at the prison. Yeah. Everybody,
maybe might have been incarcerated. We don't know.
Yeah. So it was rough. Like, we had the full moon and New Year's same night.
Oh no!
I think I'm gonna go home.
You would literally ask off if there was a full moon. That's hysterical.
Could you imagine being
in a prison
with jailed individuals?
No.
For Caged. A full moon? No. Right. Come on.
So. It was awful. But this full moon, my kids were up all night.
Oh no!
That's what happened now. See,
Woke up late. Had to rush in. I work in Milwaukee now, so.
Okay.
It was a haul.
Okay.
Needless to say, it was a crazy morning.
The snow is not helping. Nope. I mean, it's not. DZ, you said it best when I texted you, I'm running late. You said it's not a lot, but it's enough to mess with your drive.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Yes. And none of us were expecting it. I know this for a fact because it wasn't supposed to snow.
And
full
it's
moon
slippery.
Effect. Oh. Full moon effect.
And, it's supposed
and
to be really cool.
My question is, why is everybody out right now?
Yeah, why?
That too. There were so many people in their cars.
I'm glad I know. Oh, I'm glad we said this because I thought the same thing leaving my house and I thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
There's never this many people out.
Never.
Everybody's running. Like, can we just not run early this morning?
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Full moon effect.
It's supposed to be so cold today. I don't know why you would have been running when it was 30 out, okay? Go to the gym like everybody else.
Full moon effect.
It couldn't be me.
Oh.
And it's not us, you know?
Way to point out that the roads were busy this morning, Strange. All right, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, you too, guys. Bye. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I want to pull up Lordy in Cedarburg quick because we have not talked to her in a minute. And we're running late, but that's the way it's going to go today. Because it's a full moon.
Full moon effect.
Uh-huh. I could have my Gucci. Lori in Cedarburg. How you been?
I changed jobs to new hours.
That's why we haven't heard from you.
Well, good. Hopefully it's a better situation for you.
Yeah. Full moon, do you believe
in it? Yes, three words. I work in healthcare.
Ah, say less.
I work in healthcare. That's five words.
No, healthcare is one word.
That's four words then.
I work in healthcare. Oh, yeah, that's four.
Four. Still more words.
Yeah, I can't count.
See, I work healthcare.
It's the full moon. Now I'm dumb.
Full moon effect.
Now I'm dumb. Here
you
we go.
You know what? Lori, say less.
Forget
Never mind.
It.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, what's the problem today, DZ?
A husband.
Oh.
A wife.
I had one of those once.
A gift.
No offense, I know you're a husband, but...
I'm not offended. I'm still a husband.
I never had a wife. Well, I have a wifey. It's my
You got wife. Plenty wifeys.
I do, my girls. I always call my girls my wifeys.
Those are your wifeys right there.
Oh, I have a main one. My main and my side. Don't tell the main. She's probably listening right now going, I'm the main wifey in your life. I bring you flowers.
Anyway.
This sounds so bad right now. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you dig out that hole.
It's the full moon effect. I don't make sense.
None of this does, actually.
What's going on with the husband?
Jake hit us up and said, wife gave me a gift I don't want. Straight up.
Oh.
Ali and DZ, let me get right into it.
Okay.
My wife bought me something really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what it is because I feel like it would make it too obvious.
Okay.
Let's just say she bought me a tool. I'm fairly handy and can usually figure out how to fix things around our house. Essentially, I don't see this as a gift. I see it as something I have to maintain. When I received it, I said, thank you. I appreciate the gift and your thoughtfulness. But I wasn't being completely honest.
Oh, no.
What I wanted to say was, hey, thanks. I appreciate it and the thought, but I'd rather sell it and use the money to buy something I actually want.
In Allie talk, what I wanted to say was, hey, thanks. I can't stand the gift you bought me.
Hey, AKA, yeah. So says that's what I really want to say. Rather, you know, spend the money or sell it, spend the money on something I actually want because he says it can't be returned.
It can't be.
It can't be returned.
Can or can't?
Cannot.
Okay, sorry.
So the reality is that this is something that risks sitting forever for the right person to buy, though. And it's not me. Already our budget is tight, and I feel like this was money wasted. What should I do? Do I say something, sell the item, and pretend I can't find it later?
Oh.
Do I just move on, try to reframe the situation as a blessing, and just try to enjoy enjoy it because it came from my wife.
Don't
even
sell
though I
it.
Don't.
Don't
Jake.
Sell it and say you can't find it later. That just sounds deceitful. And your wife, if she ever finds out, is going to flip.
You think so?
Yes. Don't. That's a bad lie because that's just not necessary.
I mean, he can just pretend, move on. Oh, I don't know. How many times do parents flush goldfish and then go, I don't know what happened to that fish. They must have ran away.
DZ, parents, to protect them from being sad. We're talking about two grown adults right now. What would you do?
This one's tough, G, because...
It is tough because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings and someone got you a gift and you sound ungrateful, but you don't want it and it's a waste.
And if someone is the person that you chose to spend the rest of your life with, arguably the person you should have the best communication with. Now, we know that's not always the case.
But you should.
But you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
And you don't want to say, I love it. I think she might already be able to tell that you don't like it.
Really?
Maybe. I mean, if you haven't hopped up to use it, now, it's a tool. Don't know what kind of tool it is. I'm imagining some like tree trimmer or something. Yeah. And he's like, great, more yard work for me.
I know. I wish I knew what it was.
I know, bro, because that's tough.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, so we don't know what the gift is. We just know the husband doesn't like it and he can't decide how to deal with it. So wait, so you say...
I unfortunately
sell it?
I say sell it, bro.
And not tell her?
Lose it.
No.
Things get lost, things
Even
get
worse.
Broken. Because you don't want to hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. If you genuinely don't like it and you don't want to have that conversation, because you're not gonna get bought something you don't like from the people around you. And if you do, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Because then you're basically saying you don't even know me.
Exactly. And you don't want to say that. I don't know how long they've been together, but wouldn't it be just easier, pacify all of this if you magically lose this gift. You cannot find it. If it's a tool and you got a lot of them, you might not be able to find that all the time.
And she might not notice.
She might not care.
Especially if it's a tool.
She gave it to you and now it's disappeared from her brain. You do with it what you please. She's never going to see that thing again. Now, if you guys are doing yard work together, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But I think to pacify this, sell it in secret. Mm-hmm. Get rid of it and move on. But to pacify this long term, y'all got to have wish lists. Y'all got to establish something to where you tell each other what you actually want, or else you're going to risk a lifelong of getting gifts you don't care for.
Totally. And by the way, we have two texts back to back. Apparently, you guys have not been listening to the show every day because they said, did we ever get an update on DZ's wife's gift that was held at the delivery place? If you missed the show, you can listen back. We got a full update last week on that, you
full
guys.
Update.
I don't remember what day it was, but somebody called in and wanted to know the update, and you told them.
We received everything. All
you,
good.
You got everything. And two people asked this morning.
They must have missed it. It's the full moon effect.
I told you they missed it. DZ did give us an update. He got the gift that day it got delivered.
Yes, that day.
And she loved it and it was a necklace.
It was amazing.
So there's an update for those of you that missed it.
We are all happy campers, except for Jake.
Except for Jake, who Jake we're talking about now.
Jake is not a happy camper right now.
Samantha texted in and said, if someone lost the gift I got them, I'd be sad, especially since it was expensive.
That's fine. They're already on a tight budget. That money feels wasted because he's not going to use that gift. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be sad because they lost it, or would you rather be sad and hurt because they told you straight up they hated it?
Haley texted in, honestly, I'd be mad if my husband lost it too. Just tell her.
You're going to be even more upset if you're up and told, I don't like the gift you got me, because you're going to feel like you don't even know the person you're with. Yeah. I am trying to remedy. I get it. This isn't the ideal situation. Nobody likes to feel like they're telling a lie. This is, to me, a white lie in the greater good. Mm-hmm. You're going to cause way more harm if you sit there and look at her dead in her face after telling her, thank you, I appreciate you, and your thoughtfulness, and then say, I was lying, this sucks.
It's funny how many women who are married are texting in that they're mad. Now they're mad. They're like, I would be so mad at my husband.
Projection!
Leave him alone, DZ. Now we're fighting. Now it's all going down.
Full moon effect.
414-533-1037. Autumn says, she texted in Autumn and Waukesha, and she said, be honest, she's your wife. Express your gratitude, but tell her you're worried you may not use it and that you'd feel guilty if she spent all that money for nothing. Sell it, use the money to take yourselves on a nice date.
Oh, well, see, that's bearing that you want to do that. Yeah. What if he wants to buy himself something completely different? He doesn't want to take her on a date.
All right, well, the phones are ringing. We'll talk to you guys next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So what's this guy's name again?
Jake.
Jake, what, his wife got him a gift and he doesn't like it.
Expensive gift, can't be returned. He hates it and already lied to her and said he appreciates it and her thoughtfulness.
You know what? We're just going to start with Austin in Cedarburg because we got a lot of men on the phone. So a lot of husbands, I'm guessing, want to chime in today.
Fellas!
Hi, Austin. Good morning.
What up, man?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going. We're trying to help Jake.
Yeah. What do you think Jake should do?
Honestly, I've been in a similar situation before, and it really comes down to honesty. He's got to talk to her.
You think he just tells her?
At the end of the day, if he loses it, she's going to find out. If he sells it, there's always going to be that, hey, where did it go?
Yeah.
You know, I bought it. Where did it go? You know, I thought you were going to use this because you said you liked it.
And then he's living in the lies. See, but at no point in time did he say that he actually wanted the gift. I think she thought, oh, he'll love this. It's $400. I'll buy it. It's fine. No.
Austin, I'm dying to know. What did your wife get you that you didn't want? Tell me.
Spill
right
the beans.
Now. Tell me.
I'm a single guy, but you know what? I've been in that situation before where I have done that.
It's awkward.
And it does not turn out as well as he might think it might.
And that's why he's single.
Get out of here.
I'm teasing Austin. Oh, man. Okay. Okay, so
I hear where he's coming from.
Austin says, just be honest.
Just say it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I would have that conversation.
Great. All right, Austin. Well, thank you for the advice. I appreciate it. And so does DZ.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Peace.
Bye. All right. Well, then let's see what Nick and Racine has to say.
Oh.
Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a married man?
I am a married man.
Well, what would you do?
Holla.
Very happy married man.
There we go.
Your wife's listening, isn't she?
Oh, she's next to you. Got it. All right, Nick.
She might be.
That's right, Nick. That's right. You make sure you gas up your beautiful wife.
But,
okay.
But, Nick, you're in Jake's shoes. You got to give some from your wife. You don't really want it. It's expensive. What do you do?
Communication's key. I mean, straight up. You got to tell her, hey, I may not use this gift ever, but there's a gift that I actually will use that I kind of want or kind of need in this situation. Mm-hmm. Why don't we sell this one and buy that one, and I'll actually use it more and be more active with it.
Communication. Mm-hmm. That is key. And in a perfect world, we'd say it just like that.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
In a perfect world. But my man's already said, thank you, I appreciate it. Probably put it in the garage and is going, I'm never going to use
this. Isn't this why Nick is still married? Because he said it correctly.
That part, Nick.
Good job, Nick.
And let me just guess that you and your wife know what each other wants. You and your wife communicate about what each other wants. I hate to say it, but the fact that she went up and spent money on something expensive, assuming you'd like it, leaves me to think that you guys are disconnected somehow, some way, Jake.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Look
at Nick being positive for everybody.
Trying to be like, I don't want to say that for my mans, but you're not wrong.
But even if he did say it, or that he did say that he liked it and he appreciates you, even though that he said that later on, so like say a week later, hey, I'm really not going to use this tool ever.
Yeah.
Tell her,
okay.
Hey, I'm not going to use it.
Well, and you know what? Erica and Cudahy texted in and said, she's his wife. If he says he lost it or misplaced it, she's going to go crazy cleaning looking for it. As a wife, I would just be honest. You should be truthful with your wife.
You're not wrong.
Absolutely.
All right, Nick.
Nick, appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
You too.
We do have a female on the phone. Let's go to Ashley in Sheboygan and see what she thinks. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Morning, repping for the ladies.
Yep. Are you married?
I am actually divorced.
Oh, well, nothing matters. You could be in a relationship and have this problem with anyone.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? What do you think?
Honestly,
you should do?
From my standpoint, this would be like getting your wife or your girlfriend a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Ah! Like, don't do that.
Oh.
Guys like tools, though, because they can hide in the garage from us.
Clearly not. Jake is unimpressed by this. He clearly doesn't want this.
Maybe he's not a handy guy and she wants him to be handy.
No. He says he's a handy guy.
Is?
Yeah, right on jump. He says, I'm handy. I can fix things around the house.
Shoot.
So she probably got him something to fix something around the house, and he went, oh, great, maintenance.
Well, Ashley, that's a good perspective. It's like getting a woman a vacuum cleaner. It's like, what do you want me to do with this?
So the wife kind of slighted
him. I mean, like, you know, you'll use it, but, like, is it practical? Like, we already have one.
Is it fun?
Is it fun? No.
Is it
a gift? It's something.
It's function,
right.
Not
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's like.
No, so, like, I. So
what do you think you should do?
I was just going to say, I think I see both sides of it, but I really think that communication, I agree with the guys.
You know what? She's right.
You got to tell her.
You only get stuff like that for people that have everything, who need just, it's like the woman that has everything or the man that has everything. You're like, I just don't know what to get you because you buy your own stuff. And then you get something stupid, like something you need, like a crock pot
like
or a
tree
vacuum
trimmer.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
But she's right. That's not really a gift at the end of the day. A gift's supposed to be something that's fun that you like. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
you
got
to be practical to enjoy the practical gifts. Otherwise, when you receive something, you want it to be something kind of out of the ordinary, unique, you'll use randomly. This isn't the case in Jake's scenario.
Ashley's on to something because Jason and Maguanago texted in and said, if my wife got me a tool for a gift, I would know a project is coming.
That part, man.
So she's right. Okay,
my
Ashley.
Man is dreading the project.
Thank you, Ashley. Solid perspective. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
That was now it's where I'm seeing it different ways.
You
see?
Feel me?
Yeah.
Like, in the long run, he's going, dude, she just gave me something to re-roof the house.
You're right.
She just gave me something to fix the garage. She just gave me something to tend to the whatever.
You're right. Jeremiah's in Waukesha. I don't know if he's going to say anything different. Let's find out. Good morning, Jeremiah.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Doing well. Oh, I think we're on the way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think selling it is probably not a good idea because, I mean, most couples, well, this is a lot of assumptions, but a lot of couples have joint accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's a $500 gift or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, the wife's like, not only are you irresponsible and you lost the expensive gift that I gave you, but where'd this $500 come from in our account? You know, you see the money coming in and out, and now you're stuck with another lie. Oh, well, I made it on the side or something. Well, what'd you do on the side? You just have more lies and more lies and more lies.
It's not going to be
a good idea.
Bella and Kenosha said, I'll take a Dyson any day. You're killing me, Bella. Knock it off. Okay, what, DZ?
I hear where Jeremiah's coming from, but the thing is, none of that's a factor if you use cash.
But it's 2025, DZ.
All right, fine.
103.7 Kiss FM. You can't make this up.
What you laughing at over there?
You know what I'm laughing at. You know. Okay, so it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
And we were joking. Well, we weren't joking this morning about the full moon, okay?
No, there's no joke. This is very serious.
It's very serious. So, and now it's ending, right? It's ending now? The full moon's going to be done
technically
today?
Technically, it's over, yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean the energy ain't still in the ether, if you will.
And if you would like to tell everyone, well, let me just, we have so many voice messages, and some are hysterical this morning. You can always listen on the Odyssey app, which I didn't even tell you guys this. We're giving away $5,000 a day, every day to a different listener for listening. On the Odyssey app for like an hour.
We hadn't told them?
I forgot to tell them
yesterday.
That
they could win $5,000 on the Odyssey app?
You can win $5,000 on the Odyssey app every day. $5,000.
Just for listening.
During the week. Well, keep it real.
Just for listening, though.
And so when you go and listen to Kiss FM through the app, you follow 103.7 Kiss FM, and you can see it says leave a voice message right next to the listen live, and those come directly to us.
Right.
Okay, so don't worry.
We see you. And these don't got to be vetted. We vet.
So we were talking about the full moon and just how I said things were not going well this morning. My purse was all over the garage under the car. I was on my hands and knees. And that was just one of 17 things I listed.
It's been a wacky day.
But then Danny in Oak Creek left us a voice message. Just what we needed. Listen to this.
Allie, I know you're having a bad day, but you know what? You're alive. You're looking good. Everybody around you is all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just need a little bit of love.
Yeah, Danny. Positive. He's so funny.
I like
that. So I appreciated that. But then, Danny, guess what happened after we read your voice message?
2 seconds after that.
You ready for this, Danny?
Man, I go get water, a full cup of water. I come back to set it down in my normal place, this little lip I got right behind all of our equipment. I couldn't even explain how this happened, but I set my water down. It was secure. And then somehow I ended up just manhandling the cup and whipping it to the floor.
And I come in the room and you go, full moon.
Full moon.
And I look down and the entire carpet is soaked and your water's on the floor.
Bruh, there's water all over me. My pants are soaked. My shirt is wet.
You know what?
I'm looking down. I'm splish splashing in a dang studio carpet.
I feel like I am trying to be positive. I didn't want to bring that negative energy in. Is it me or the moon?
It's the moon.
Thank you.
It's the moon.
I'm
because
sorry,
now, for the first time in about 20 years, this carpet's being rinsed. So now who knows what's getting brought up with this water?
You know what? Positive thinking. We're cleaning the carpet that's never cleaned.
I need to go get soap then. I need soap.
You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong at all. Well, that's not the only voice message we got. What about who else wrote in? Sandra. She wanted to say something about what would DZ do? Because we were just talking about on what would DZ do.
Jake, who got an expensive gift from his wife that's non-returnable, and he was trying to get rid of it.
He didn't know if he should lie to her or whatever. Here's what she said.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ellie and DZ. This is Sandra. I'm coming to you guys in regards to the husband who received a tool gift from the wife and does not like it. Maybe he can just be open and honest with her and let her know, hey, I didn't really like the gift. I really don't want to use it. Can I re-gift it? Can we do something with it? Or he can say he borrowed it out to a friend and never got it returned.
Well, I guess that's a way to kind of divert.
Yeah, it was a good what would DZ do?
I lent it to the homie.
Mm-hmm, you sure did. So there are more voice messages coming in, and there's some even about, you know, I went off about the new guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, and so we got some funny ones about that.
He who has yet to be named.
We'll read those. We'll play those after Am I the Jerk and after we give away those tickets to Summerfest to see Hozier.
Bet.
Okay? And since it is, since we've having that full moon energy, we need to play a song.
No, that makes sense.
We gotta clean the carpet. Give us a second.
I gotta go get some soap.
Give us 2 minutes.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh, somebody wants to crash their kids' spring break trip. No, you didn't.
That sentence could have gone in so many ways, but they want to crash a spring break trip?
Yeah, because I know, here we are. Spring break before you know it, everybody.
No, we're all planning and looking now.
I fully support.
For real, though.
So here is the question. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip?
Okay.
What should her name be? What should a mom's name be?
Let's call her Minnie.
Minnie.
Mama Minnie.
Mama Minnie. Okay, Mama Minnie. I need to write that down so I don't forget, because I will today, trust me.
It's because I met a very nice lady recently named Mama Minnie.
Oh, Mama Minnie.
She was very, very nice. Very sweet old lady.
I was going to say crashing Callie. Never mind. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip? She said, Allie and DZ, my son and his fiance of 3 years go on a family trip every year with her family.
Okay.
They travel all over the place and stay at a hotel for all 20 people who attend.
Word.
Sounds fun.
Big party.
For the past 2 years, they've gone during the holidays, and as a result, we rarely see them.
Aww.
My future daughter-in-law and I have a pretty good relationship. We don't talk a ton, but I like her. Well, my son and his fiance are planning a trip in March for spring break, and I asked if there might be enough rooms at the hotel they're staying at. So last week, my son called and told me it wouldn't work for us to join them after all. When I asked why, he said his fiance didn't feel comfortable with us coming. It was more about her and her family. She was upset I didn't ask her directly, and then asked my son to just relay the information back to me. So I told my son it was fine, but then I got upset and ended up booking a hotel right next to the hotel they're staying at for spring break.
So she's taking her own trip to the same location.
I also told my son, don't worry about making time to see us.
Okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right, okay.
Now my daughter, a future daughter-in-law, is upset because she feels that we're still somehow taking away from their trip. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip, Mama Minnie?
Dang, Mama.
So her son and his fiance go on these trips with, you know,
her family. Right.
And they're going around the holidays. Now they're going on a spring break trip. She asked if they could crash. He said yes. Then he said, or I think he said yes, maybe. And then he said no. I'm not sure if he ever said yes.
It sounded like he said, he was trying to be nice. Yeah, let me check.
You know, moms and sons. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a son.
I'm a son.
I got sons.
I get it.
They'll lie to me to keep me happy. I know.
Moms and sons.
Moms and sons. So the mom guilt. Yeah. We'll call it that.
That's exactly what it is.
But then she went and booked a hotel anyway right next to the one they're staying at for spring break. So is Mama Minnie the jerk for crashing the spring break trip?
This is tough,
G. This is tough because why can't the whole family be there?
And this is going to be a whole family. But you guys are the union of these two families that are now going to become a hybrid of one.
Yeah.
And no, you guys aren't going to spend every waking moment together, even on this trip. or any other moment.
But you also don't know if the future daughter-in-law really likes the mom. Like, if who, even the son might not even like the mom, if I'm being honest.
But they said they had a good relationship.
Yeah.
Mama Minnie says.
Well, she says.
Well, she says. But the thing is, you have to have a good relationship. You have to be able to take these trips together. And
gotta respect boundaries, though. That's where it gets icky.
She respected the boundary. She didn't book the same hotel.
Yo, you are so wrong for that. She booked right next door. That is so shady.
Who's there? Wherever they're going isn't their city.
Yeah.
Right? And just because, I get it. It's a little bogus that she planned a trip around the same time. Mm-hmm. But mom is also probably just wanting to go do something.
Yeah.
Right? She's going, oh, you guys are going? That sounds really fun. I've never been.
Well, she's probably so sick of them, you know, not getting to go. Because anyone who's trying to give advice will go, well, just do your own trip a different time. But that you don't know people's work schedules. You don't know their vacation.
You don't know
if they want to go with you. But she decided to book it. If I tell you not to come on my vacation and you book a hotel next door, I'm upset.
We're still having separate vacations.
Can you imagine they show up at the restaurant on the beach for spring break and there's...
Oh, hey!
What you guys doing?
Y'all got a 5:30 resi too? That's crazy.
No way!
Y'all trying to push the tables together? Mom is doing a lot. But something that I feel happens in a lot of situations is when you get married, you usually tend to just give more attention to the wife's family.
Yeah.
It happens naturally.
I agree with that.
Almost inevitably.
Unless the wife pushes. Yeah, I get that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what's happening in their scenario. Mm-hmm. Mama Minnie's going, I'm not trying to be left behind. I'm pulling up for the function. Mm-hmm. If you guys already got 20 people deep, what's me adding to the festivities?
Right.
Y'all don't even got to pay for me. You don't even got to book my room. Matter of fact, I'm not even staying at the same hotel.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. Jerk.
Well.
I'm going jerk. I don't know. So you think not the jerk because she's still giving him a little bit of space, but she's trying to be part of the family trip?
She's saying, hey, don't worry about me on the trip. Don't worry about making time. I just want to be there.
Yeah.
I get that. Obviously, that's a lie, but that gives you the window to be like, all right, cool. Then we're not going to see you. We're doing dinner. What are you? Oh, you're doing your own thing. Cool. Maybe we can meet up at some point in time. I'm saying not the jerk because she didn't just flat out include herself. She ain't download the itinerary. She just made her own.
Ah, well, Mary in Burlington wrote in. She said she's the jerk. The trip is annual the way it has been. I would be mad.
I mean, annual and for every year after, she's not going to be invited? Come on,
man. Who is this? Good morning, Allie and DZ. Please sign your names because we just love that. I think mom should talk to the future daughter-in-law. My husband gets so many messages tangled with my mother-in-law, so I think they'd still be able to talk it out together.
I agree, though.
But yeah, maybe. Which, not the jerk, then.
And why is she trying to keep the family separate, man?
Rochelle in Kenosha said, not the jerk. That's weird. She's mad.
I like where Rochelle's at. Yeah.
No, jerk. Come on. Don't be crashing my trip. No way.
She didn't.
No way.
I genuinely do not feel like she, and it's not even me being antagonistic. I genuinely don't feel like she crashed the trip. It is the same location. Yes, bet.
Uh-huh.
But they're not going to the same hotel, and she's not even asking about what are all the things y'all are doing. She's saying, you go ahead and enjoy your trip. I'm just having fun being out here myself.
Josie said, not the jerk. I love the pettiness.
Respect it.
Josie, you and DZ are two peas in a pod today. Let me tell you. What?
Josie right. Gang Gang.
Phil in Mount Pleasant said it's not just a trip now, it's a guilt trip. Ah!
No. Dang.
That was a good one,
good.
Phil.
That
was nice, Phil.
Oh, you're a dad, Phil. I know that. You guys, that joke was on deck.
That was really good. All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today on Am I the Jerk, what do we call her? Mama Minnie?
Mama Minnie.
Wants to know if she's the jerk for crashing her son's spring break trip. Jess from the South Side texted in and said, not the jerk. Doesn't sound fair to the mom. The fiance sounds selfish to not include his mom. Doesn't sound like wifey material to me.
Yeah, it's a little tough. 'Cause 3 years, I get it. Not a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all are planning to spend the rest of your lives together. You guys are a family. That is your mother to some degree.
Fair enough. And then Anna in Germantown texted in and said, Mama Minnie's weird, but I think daughter-in-law is the jerk.
I don't disagree.
As a daughter-in-law, the in-laws should be included unless there's major issues. Okay, so they're all saying not the jerk for crashing the spring break trip. Okay, fine. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David in East Troy this morning.
Is this David in McGuanago?
Yes, I don't know why. He's saying East Troy now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. David, they're different towns.
David, claiming two cities. What up? What up, David?
Hi, David. Is she the jerk for crashing her son and daughter, future daughter-in-law's spring break trip?
Yeah, I say jerk.
Flat out.
The opposite of the text. Go on.
Yeah, so she asked, and it sounded like she was told no.
That's true.
And she booked it because she got mad.
She's not respecting the boundaries. Do you see the problem?
She didn't say, hey, I'm going to book a trip to the same area. She asked first, and when was told no, she said, okay, I'm just still going to book my trip. David.
Lindsay? Because she asked. Now, if she wouldn't have asked and she'd have just booked one, maybe that's on the shady line.
It is, but yeah.
But she asked and was told no and did it anyway, so that makes it a jerk.
And disrespected the no.
That's what Lindsay and Jackson texted in, David. She said, absolute jerk. If she wants to take a trip with her son and daughter-in-law-to-be, she should plan one, not insert herself in one she was not asked to go on. Rude.
I'm thinking this is she's got a big family, he's got a small family, and she's just going, I just want to be included with you guys, man. Doesn't that feel right? Allie said,
No. All right, David, have a great day in East Troy or McGuanago, wherever you are today.
Good to hear from you, man. Peace.
Bye. All right, Jamie's in St. Francis. Let's talk to her next. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right.
I'm always following you guys, of course, because I'm always up this early.
Well, it was good. So are we. So we appreciate you for that.
Let's get you a theme song.
Yeah, Jamie. Which way are you going, jerk or not the jerk for crashing the spring break trip?
I'm going to go the jerk only because, like I said, it's respecting the boundaries. Like, I just don't think, you know, she was respecting, you know, it's like she invited herself. Even though he booked for her, it was like she's inviting herself. And it is. It's kind of weird. I would feel uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to go.
Even though she booked a separate hotel and isn't staying together and told them, hey, don't worry about me. I just want to be around. She said, don't worry about me.
Give me a break. You're so full of it, DZ. Give me a break.
She said, don't worry about me. Don't worry about mom then.
That is such a mom guilt thing. Like,
I swear it is.
You know what? That's the equivalent to saying, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Nothing.
No, you don't got to worry about coming to see your mother. No, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Please. Right. I've been toxic. I know how to read between the lines.
Chill out.
Chill out. Exactly.
I know what this mom's doing. Give me a break. All right.
So Jamie going 2 for 2 says jerk and weird on top of that.
Yeah. All right, Jamie. Thank you. Call 5 days in a row and get a theme song, girl.
Have a good day.
Bye.
It's so funny she mentioned a theme song because if you call 5 days in a row on this show, it's harder than you think. Then you get a theme song, and she has finally done it. She's on the phone. Today is day 5. Kate the Great, also in East Troy.
Woo! Let's go!
Yes! Yes!
You won a theme song.
You won a theme song finally, Kate. Let me tell you.
You did it.
Why I won? I won because of the full moon.
You got to bring up that damn moon again, didn't you? You had to go there.
Well, now you're back to day 4. Bye.
No, you guys can't. I've been sweating. You're like nobody's business.
Well, and I like it. I like the pressure. I like the full court pressure you got on us, Kate.
Allie likes being chased.
You're damn right. It worked.
Kate, congratulations.
Congrats. What's your song going to be? Tell us quick. Do you know?
It's going to be H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
You can't take it. That's lit. Okay.
I don't think anyone's picked a Chapel Rowan song.
Nobody.
Yet.
Okay, oh, good. You first. Good. Congrats. Done. Matter of fact, yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Congrats, Kate. Are you going jerk or not the jerk? You sweeping or vacuuming?
Total jerk.
Vacuum.
Give them their space. Give them their space. Like, don't be that mother-in-law. That is the worst thing in the world, to be that petty mother-in-law guilt, make people uncomfortable. No, find your place, stay in your lane, and let them live their life.
Stay
like
in your
100%.
Life. I hate the way that sounds because you're telling mom to butt out.
And I
guarantee you it wouldn't happen in the flip for the wife or the fiance's family. You would stay in your lane? You going to say that to your future wife's family? Her mother? Stay in your lane?
I wouldn't say it to either.
Let me tell you. Yes. I'm divorced for a reason. I'm I'm remarried happily, but I got divorced for a reason for my first.
She left the mother-in-law, not the husband.
Hey, yeah.
I almost said the name.
Yep.
East Troy, not McWanago. East Troy, and I'm proud of it.
Repping the East, baby. East Side, ET.
All right.
Yes.
Well, congrats on your theme song. We'll talk
to you later.
So
excited. Yep. You guys have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Oh man, we got so many texts coming in. Marcy in Muskego texted in and said, I have a family that both of the sides of the family spend almost all the holidays, big events together, and it's great.
I love when we all mix together. Yeah. When my family and my wife's family gets together,
people might not know this, and people always, it blows their mind when I tell them this, but this is relevant.
What?
So I was married, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I have two children.
You were married and got kids?
I know, isn't it crazy? But when I was married, and still, our parents were good friends, and so
they were cool with each other,
of course. Which is what everybody
That's
wants their in-laws to get along well.
Yep.
And so my parents live in Florida, and my ex-in-laws would go visit my parents in Florida when we were married.
Oh, they were cool.
And now my ex-in-laws and my parents live in the exact same town in Florida.
That's even cooler.
And it always blows people's minds. So my ex-husband and I and his wife, he's remarried, we will go down to Florida with the kids, and they will spend some time with my parents, sometimes with their parents. And when we were there for Thanksgiving, my ex-husband's parents came over to my parents' house, and we all were hanging out. And I loved it because it's great for the kids to see, because to show my kids, you know, yes,
solidarity
we're all
and family. Yes.
So even though we went through hell, don't act like it was a pretty...
Ain't nobody saying it was peaches.
Nobody, but we're past that. I've been divorced 10 years. So, you know, we go down to Florida and people are always like, wait, your ex-in-laws and your parents are...
Neighbors?
Neighbors? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all moved there to get... they just, you know, built a life there.
It's a rarity.
And it works out great for the kids.
Exactly.
You know?
For example...
And it's not awkward for me or my ex-husband. I don't think. It's fine.
On a spring break
trip...
It's good
for the kids.
Doesn't that make it so much more convenient to go, we're all already here together.
Well, and it saves money because I'll fly down with the kids and then my ex will bring them back and vice versa.
So it's almost like it's cheaper to take one trip instead of two.
I'm not switching sides. But I just think that's a really cool story about in-laws because I know so many people can't stand their in-laws.
Yeah.
So maybe give somebody hope that they can get along.
And I think that's what the end of this is. Giving somebody hope that maybe it didn't work out this year. And clearly, Mama Minnie's a sweep vacuum jerk on this one for joining in on the trip.
Amen.
But maybe the next trip.
Yeah, I wish everybody's got like, but it's not that easy.
It ain't.
Trust me.
It's work.
Trust me, I get it.
It's work and hard at that.
I respect it, okay? Okay, so we got to move on. It's a sweep jerk.
Sweep vacuum jerk.
All right, so DZ, we got to keep it moving. And let me just say, before we get into the date update again.
Again
from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa. To Milwaukee.
See, the thing is, people don't realize that we got another one again because you went on another date again.
What if they missed yesterday's show? I don't know what got into me. I was telling it all.
You was out here spilling.
Boy. And so we got a voice message. This is so funny. From Angelica, I think in Cudahy. So you can always, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, by the way, we're giving away $5,000 a day to someone listening on the app. Every day, somebody's going to win $5,000.
Big bag.
Which is cool. So if you're listening through the radio, that's fine. But I would advise getting the Odyssey app and then listening in CarPlay or whatever you use.
You want to increase your odds and make some money?
Yeah. And then follow Kiss FM so you can listen live. And right next to that, there's a send us a voice message. Okay?
All the things.
So this cracked me up, this voice message we got yesterday. Listen to this.
Hello, Allie. This is Angelica from Cudahy, Wisconsin. I had to download the Odyssey app.
Hi, DZ.
So I finished listening to your story because I had dropped off my kids at school. Now I came home to work. And I'm like, I cannot miss what's going to happen next. So thank you, and have a good day.
Bye. Angelica, you know I spilled it all, so thank goodness you got on the Odyssey app, and I'm glad you got to hear she had to go home and download it to hear the rest of my date story yesterday.
Girl, I was getting out of the car, but I was not getting out of this story. I downloaded the app.
And I was proud how quickly she figured it was easy to send us a voice message after that.
It takes 2 seconds. She probably downloaded and went, this is what they meant by leave us a voice message.
100%.
Let me leave one.
Okay, so where did we leave off, DZ?
You left off at you had another date yesterday, and you shocked the world.
Okay, so honestly, if you miss it, it was too much. You got to go back and listen to every... I went on two dates with him this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give him a name.
He does not.
But it was obvious I was smitten, and I was feeling very comfortable and natural with this new guy.
Yeah, you're talking to this man an hour on the phone a day.
Yeah, even last night again. You know, it's funny because Hudson and I... So I did meet him for lunch yesterday.
Okay.
But he's got an hour for lunch. And I realized something.
Oh, he was at work.
He works, you know, thank God.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I met him for lunch and it went way too quick. Like, way too quick.
An hour. That's not enough.
And I looked down and I was like, oh my gosh. I said, it's already 12:51. You got to go. Like, I feel like we just sat down because you know me, talking.
And then you
got to
eat in that time too. So it's like half the time.
It's okay. It's okay.
Just like seeing you.
He's like, I've been checking the time. And I'm like, well, yeah, I still want you to be responsible. Go back to work. Fine. So I did get to see him for lunch yesterday.
That's cute.
It was a nice little... We haven't really hung out in the daytime. I know that sounds funny, but
fair.
We've only had dates at night, you know? And they went great. And we had a great time on Friday and Saturday. And I feel like lunch was good, you know? He bought me lunch. We
good.
Ate, but it just went too quick.
Well, I think it's good, though, that because it lets you guys see how you...
Daily life
when you're in a rush almost, mm-hmm. like when you do only have a quick second to see each other. Because mm-hmm. just, you know, my example, I saw my wife this morning for all of 10 minutes,
yeah.
20 minutes, and we were both in the middle of trying to start our day. I'm not going to see my wife again for the next 24 hours.
Aww.
Like, realistically, I won't speak to my wife again in person
yeah.
until tomorrow morning.
Because you're going to be so busy with the Bucks game.
And we do it again. So it's nice to see
yeah.
how you and a counterpart, not even a partner, mm-hmm. how you and a counterpart react with one another when you're limited on time. It mm-hmm. gives you a lot of good perspective.
Yeah, well, it's interesting too, because I mean, obviously, I was sober when we get to the dates and we're sober, but then you have a few drinks and, you know, the conversation's flowing. And I like the lunch date because it's just I'm really aware.
You're direct.
I'm
yeah.
direct and
intentional
paying attention.
With the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it went really good. And I just feel like, you know, it was a good date and there was some smooching at the end.
A little get back to work kiss.
It brightened up our day and I feel like it was good. And then the only thing I thought you'd love it, he's like, I love the way you look me in the eyes. So I feel like my confidence is really, I told you I was really struggling last year with my confidence mm-hmm. and not sure about people and questioning people and, you know, just unsure of my own decision making.
Sure.
Because of the things I had been through. I was like, I can't decipher who's a good dude and who's not anymore. I can't make a good decision for the life of me. So I feel like I'm pretty clear. I feel clear-headed right now.
That's good.
And it doesn't mean the shoe won't drop or can't drop, and I've got a lot clearly to learn about this guy.
Well, it doesn't mean it's going to work out for the long haul, right?
I said to him, I said, there's something really nice about wanting to see you in the middle of the day without alcohol because I'm not nervous.
Without feeling like I need something
to help me
inhibit the conversation.
Because I'm nervous mm-hmm. and I'm so anxious. I don't feel nervous or anxious with him. And I think that eye contact kind of says it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and some people would say, you know, being nervous or anxious is a good thing.
It is.
It depends on what nerves and anxiety
yeah.
you're going through, because that's not always the case. If you got mm-hmm. butterflies, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you got roaches going on.
It was roaches. Trust me. Yeah, for sure. So
sounds like you got butterflies now.
Yeah. It's a good clear-headed, yeah. you know, view of it. So nice.
Let me just be a little direct here and peel it back a bit. You were more anxious and
present.
Nervous. No. You gave me a little anxious and nervous, anxious energy.
Yeah.
But it was because you were anxious about getting up out of here on time.
To be excited
to be able to go see him. You
yeah.
didn't want to be late. It wasn't like I'm wondering, is he going to be late?
Yeah.
Is he going to cancel? Is yeah. something going to happen?
Like
does
me?
He even, no, it was
Do
none
I
of that.
Do I like him? It's very like easy with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a really cool way, it was like a juvenile kindergarten crush on like, I got to
yeah.
go.
I gotta go
get ready. I got to freshen up for
yeah,
my date.
Ooh. I want to look good for him. And
DZ, let's stay on time today. I was like, what's wrong with you?
It's
man?
True. I did do that at the end of the show. I go, DZ, I got a date. I got to go
gotta
look
go.
Good.
I was like, oh, that's what it is. I was wondering why we were so on point.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's refreshing.
It was good. And then I'll tell you this. So, you know, it was I told you yesterday and then today I was blaming everything on the full moon. After the date, it was a weird day, you know, things just kind of going wrong. And Hudson and I, I looked at Hudson. You know how cold it's been.
It's been freezing.
And last night it was freezing. And I said to Hudson, I said, hey, do you want to, why don't you come downstairs? I want to go to Target and I just want to walk around. I feel like getting out of the house. I know it's cold, but he goes, okay, let's go.
Nice.
So we're at Target and it was like 8 o'clock at night. I didn't see Angelo. Shout out Angelo.
Brookfield shout out Target, Target Angelo.
Target was dead because it was so cold.
Yeah.
And we were walking around and my phone was sitting on my purse, like in the cart, which normally I understand. I'm not stupid. I'm aware of my purse and my phone, everybody. But Hudson's holding the cart and he goes, and it started ringing.
Oh, somebody was calling.
It was the nightly call. We always talk on the phone, you know? And so he goes, hey, Bleep's calling. He sees the name. He sees his name. And he goes, Bleep's calling. I go, yeah, and? And that's when I knew I didn't care, dude. And I picked up my phone and I go, hey, I'm at Target with Hudson. Let me call you back when I get home. He's like, okay, baby. And that was it. And
Hudson, never hit with that baby line.
Hudson never said another word. And I was like, and I told him later, I go, I'm not, you know, my kids don't need to know stuff, but I'm also not going to act like they're dumb.
Yeah.
Because that's insulting
as
well.
We're not
talking about it. And if you and I get to a place, but they're not 3 and 5 anymore, DZ.
Exactly.
That's when I really hid stuff from them. They're 11 and 13. They hear me on the phone for an hour at night. They know it's not my mom. Okay.
They hear you on the radio talking about stuff.
Oh, you didn't realize that?
Oh,
I forgot
whoops.
About the radio.
Whoops.
So that's the other problem I got now is that they're too old. But, you know, it is what it is.
Man, I want to play you guys a song.
I'm scared. What is it?
I just want to.
Stop it. Wait, do you have a name for this guy yet?
Not yet.
Maybe by Dumpster Fire Dating, we'll figure it. You're the one who gets to pick
it. I know, man.
But the listeners, they can text in their ideas for his name.
I might name him Bedkim.
Somebody said Mr. Smith. Bedkim. Stop. Somebody said Mr. Riz is giving us singles hope that the dating pool is not completely garbage.
Mr. Riz is another valuable. Yeah, that's a good contender. Mr. Riz, Bedkim.
I'm trying.
Was it Mustache?
Mustache Man.
These are all good options.
Somebody said, "Oh, this is so sweet, Allie Smoochie Face." Listen, I got a Facebook message also from a woman last night who said, "It's so nice to hear. I can't wait to hear what happens." Happens next. As a girl who was single for 8 years after divorce, she found a guy after 8 years, and I was like, well, I'm not settling. So if I find out anything awful, he's kicked to the curb. But as of right now, it's positive.
Yeah.
And what I love about this is how easy it feels.
Good.
And natural.
Good.
So we'll just keep it positive for now.
I'm liking the name Science.
Science?
Yeah,
why?
Because y'all got chemistry.
Oh, you are gonna play Bedkim, aren't you? It's fine. I love this song. Kiss FM. Would you stop? You are totally good at giving advice. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ and I are arguing off the air because he doesn't think he's a natural. I said, you are my co-therapist.
What I was trying. That's not what I was saying.
My therapist says you're the co-therapist.
Allie, you are half listening.
What's new, DZ? What's new?
I'm not saying I'm bad at giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
What I say is it's practice to not internalize and not project my own feelings. So I intentionally can remove myself and have practiced on removing myself out of situations mentally.
You're good at that. I'm not. Most people, when they respond, it's about their perspective and what's triggered them from how their own experiences, and they make it not about themselves, but about themselves. And I'm one of those people.
And I've gotten better throughout the years of not doing that. That's what I mean is practice and rehearsal. When I feel like my advice is decent, it's because I genuinely think that I could remove myself and my feelings and give you my advice off of your situation.
Well, I appreciate it when you give advice. You're good at that.
Thank you.
I'm saying.
That's
why I said we were arguing off the air. He's like, I'm like, you are good. By the way, I have all these funny texts to read before we get into our next discussion. And we have one voice message we have to play from the Odyssey app. People are texting in what we should call the new guy I've been seeing.
The new man in your life.
Yeah, Danielle in Mayville said the Rizzler.
I like Mr. Rizz.
She said,
sure.
Love your happiness, let it flow and grow on its own. Somebody said the night-night call.
Mr. Knightley?
Somebody said Mr. Biggs because he's so tall. Somebody else said, how about Mr. 60 Minutes.
Why is this guy called Mr. Anything? Why so many misters?
Ro texted in and said, name for your new boo, Easy Breezy.
Mm. Wait, my guy Ro?
Maybe.
How do you spell it?
R-O?
Oh, no, different Ro.
Nope. Somebody said, what if we call him Lionel Richie? He's easy like Sunday morning. That's Erica and Cudahy.
Lionel. Richie for sure. Call him Rich.
And then somebody said, Mr. Feeney. Didn't he teach chemistry?
He did.
That's funny.
Mr. Feeney. And he's got a mustache. Mr. Feeney.
That's hysterical. Oh, Jason and Cudahy texted in. How about Hotline Bling? You guys are funny, man. I love our listeners, man.
I may or may not be stuck on Mr. Feeney. I can't get past it right now.
Okay.
We'll decide. We'll decide.
We haven't decided what his name is. But in the meantime, shout out to Jessica in Milwaukee, who listens on the Odyssey app. We're giving away $5,000 a day to a listener on the Odyssey app, which is a great reason to listen on the Odyssey app instead of the actual radio.
You got me thinking about quitting my job just so I could try to win too.
Right? And then she left us a voice message too. Listen to this.
Hey, Deez and Allie. Listen to you every morning. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Aww. Love you too, Jessica. Thank you for the voice message.
You see how easy it is to say hi to somebody, Angelica? Hi, DZ. Crazy. I mean, she said it backwards. It's Allie and DZ, but still, crazy how I'm in the room too, and she knows that. Angelica.
Angelica left us a message, and she said, hi, Allie.
No, DZ. Okay. No,
now Angelica's got to leave another one, just talking to you directly and only you. That's that funny. Part. All right. So, DZ, you and I were talking about this remember when I went off last week about trying to get my new health insurance cards and what a nightmare it was?
Still a problem.
And I yesterday went through this all again with them. Finally got a digital one, so I'm gonna move on with my life. But you and I started talking because you were watching me in the studio. I had my phone out and I called, and there was now when you call in lots of businesses, they go, the wait time is 47 minutes. If you'd like a call back,
we were experiencing higher call volumes.
So I am all about the callback.
Yeah.
Like I've done that with Spectrum or anyone I have to call, and it's worked phenomenal for me. They call you back. I don't have to wait on hold, and you immediately went, oh, hell no. I don't.
You one of those?
I go, I'm one of those who takes the call back. That being said, it's been difficult lately because Verizon now blocks unknown calls, which I do appreciate.
Oh, the potential spams.
It's biting me in the butt, this whole thing now, because I want them to block them and silence them. But then when I got the call back, I missed it.
Potential spams are potential callbacks. And you're going, oh, potential spam. I ain't going to answer.
And my phone pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am one of those who will, if it works, easily use the call me back feature.
Never.
Really?
Never, dog.
What is that? How long? You'll wait on hold for an hour?
I don't care.
No.
Yeah. If I've got the
hell
time
no.
to wait, yeah. I
Are
rarely use the call me back feature. Gee, I got on the phone with customer service for what? Nike. I'm returning a pair of shoes.
Yeah,
they didn't fit. I'm like, okay, cool. Actually, a gift for my wife. I'm like, oh, she wanted a half size up. Cool.
Yeah.
No problem. I called last night and I went, it's kind of late. I don't know if I'm going to get somebody.
Yeah.
I still waited on hold.
For how long?
It was 10 minutes tops. It wasn't very
That's
long.
That's not that bad.
No.
But I still, even if it was 10 minutes, if I'm busy and multitasking, I will say call me back. I like the call me back feature, minus the whole fact that my phone silences half the time.
I don't use it strictly based off the fact that I don't believe that it actually works.
Mm.
It says, oh, you'll receive a call back within the hour.
Mm.
It's never an hour. You'll receive a call back when times lessen, blah, blah, blah. No,
but
I doubt that.
The first time I got the call back, I went, whoa, this worked. Like, I was blown away because the wait was so long that I was like, it was something like 47 minutes.
An hour.
I was like, I'm not waiting on hold for 47 minutes. And I remember the day they called me back and it was like the light shined through and I went, oh, this is an easy system. I'm just saying, you don't knock it till you try it.
I feel like I tried it once and I never received the callback, so I said never again. My thing is, I'd rather go about my day. I don't have to sit there with the phone. Isn't it? We're not on a landline.
Mm.
It's not like I got to sit in the kitchen with a phone to my ear waiting for them to get on, jamming out to the waiting music. Doom, 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 on hold for 47 minutes. I'm not doing that, bro. I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to put the phone on speaker. I'm going to put an earbud in.
No.
And I'm going to continue on and forget that I'm even on hold.
I can't believe you have two little babies, 3 and 5, and you actually will sit there on hold. I would never. Amanda texted in and said, just like you. She said, I just put my phone on speaker and continue to multitask until someone picks up. Sure, the music sucks, but I try to just tune it out.
I eventually just start freestyling with the, with
like
the whole music.
I've seen the TikToks and the reels where people, you start dancing.
You just start jamming with the vibe. And yes,
nothing else to do.
Eventually somebody goes, "Goosh, oh, hello. This is Gwen from blah, 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 customer service. How can we help you?"
It scares the hell out of you because you got them on mute.
And you're like, oh.
I totally get that.
I'd rather do that.
414-533-1037. Are you guys the wait on hold like Amanda and DZ, you psychopaths? Or are you like me where you will take the call back? Because I'm telling you, it works. Aaron in Waukesha texted in and said, DZ, it has worked for me every time and always call back is sooner than I expected. I actually agree. They did call me back pretty quickly when it worked.
Aren't y'all just favored and blessed in all the good things? Because I've never had a good experience when I do the on hold, call me back feature.
I'm just saying, are you like me and Aaron in Waukesha? Are you like DZ and Amanda from whatever city she's from?
Pick a side.
We'll talk to you guys next. Don't you wish the on hold music was like this?
If you could pick the on hold music, I'd definitely stay waiting on hold for forever.
If they played Lil Jon, I would wait on hold, okay? 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
There's an idea right there. That's a business idea.
It is a good business idea. Well,
choose
that's what our callers get our music when they're on hold.
Technically, that is our on hold music.
It is. It's our music. And somebody texted it and said, I wait on hold too, just like when I'm calling into Kiss FM. Oh, that's Bella and Kenosha.
Ding, 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 ding.
So we're talking about, are you one of those people who waits on hold, or do you do the callback feature? Okay.
A lot of these companies are offering the callback feature now, more and more. I won't. I refuse.
Holly in Sheboygan said, I was put on hold for an estimated 1 minute. 35 minutes later, I hung up. Aw, you got screwed.
Yeah, that sucks. I'd be upset.
Yeah. And then Nancy in Racine said, I want to like the callback, but I don't answer numbers I don't know. So an hour later, how do I know it's them? Yeah, that's the problem with now them blocking.
That is part of my problem, that if I don't know your number, I'm not answering.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jennifer in Racine said, hey, Ali and DZ, if it's less than 15 minutes, I stay on hold. Have a great day. You too, Jennifer.
She ain't leave us on hold at all.
No,
quick
she
to
didn't.
It and say bye.
You know what? A lot of Racines in the house. Let's go to Aaron in Racine this morning. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Racine is popping today. Oh, my
goodness. I guess so. Yeah, we're on the way to work.
Woo! Well, tell us, are you an on hold or do you take the callback feature?
I used to be like DZ, but I now love the callback feature.
Isn't it awesome?
What changed?
It's amazing.
Trying it.
I think the one time, yeah, I had to try it. I had to go. And so I'm like, fine. And I think I had like continued and heard the message like three times. And I was like, nope, I'll hold, nope.
Yep.
And eventually I was like, all right, I got to go.
She didn't have a choice.
And then,
they push you to it, though. They're like, we're going to leave them on hold until they let us call them back.
Right? But they really did. They called back pretty much like within 5 minutes of me hanging up.
It was quick.
And
yeah.
Every single time that I've done it, it's been, I almost feel like maybe they have a separate section that does just callbacks.
You just inspired that thought in me. Is there a separate queue that's like people on hold versus people that get the callback? Different system.
Part of me feels like they do. And this was another problem with back when I used to hold. They'd answer, and a lot of the times I would get disconnected then after waiting forever.
Or they put you back on hold. Hey, blah, blah, blah. This is such and such for customer support. Can you please hold? And you're like,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang.
So I am now a callback girl.
Same
we
girl.
Are good.
We sound like
few
hookers.
Times been around that track.
Exactly.
No, hold back, girl.
But you can call me back, girl.
That's hysterical. All right. You know what, Aaron? Thanks for sharing and backing
you're
me
welcome.
Up because I too tried it once and then was a believer.
Fine.
Have a wonderful day, Allie and Dizzy.
Thank
too.
You. Take care. Bye.
All right. Whitney's in Whitewater this morning. Let's talk to her. Hi, Whitney.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you a callback girl or do you wait on hold the whole time like DZ?
Callback girl and on hold homie. Which are you?
I'm definitely a callback girl.
Okay. Same.
I get so irritated when I'm like, man, I've been on hold for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have the callback option, I hang up and try again later.
Oh, wow. You'll even just dip out the queue and call back, get yourself put to the back of the list?
I'm surprised.
Yep.
I didn't know everybody was going to have my back on this. But
I'm a little surprised, too.
But Alexa in Milwaukee.
My time is money.
My time is
money. It is. Well, it's just my time, period.
I can't argue with that.
Okay. You know what, Whitney? Thank you for supporting me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
I wanted to read this text. Alexa from Milwaukee said, I hate the callback feature. I have spam blocker on too. I'll wait. So that's the only thing that's been screwing me lately is the call, then block. I love that they block the spam calls, but then when I do the callback, it's a nightmare.
Rather interesting though. Have you peeped how nobody is? I'll do both. It's not 50-50. You're either waiting or you're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody else said, after being burned multiple times and not actually receiving a callback, I just wait on the phone now. See, and that's where I'm like, make sure it's not, because I got the callback. It worked until they upped the spam blocker game, and then it screwed me.
Oh, it could be your phone
settings.
It could
be your phone blocking it. That's what happened to me after I was...
Fair.
I finally became a believer.
No, I received that.
It's just, I didn't have it.
Oh, I just don't want to do it.
Let's go to our girl. It's so nice to talk to her this time of day. Amelia's calling in Milwaukee, one of our regulars. Amelia!
Happy Tuesday.
We're vibing. I told her. She's into the show. It's happening. She got in. Hi, Amelia.
Hi. I was trying to get in earlier with who's a jerk, but it was hard. It was impossible. In this situation, hot. I agree with DZ. I would have to go with DZ.
Amelia. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If it's a day I have off, and then if I remember, like, I got to make, like, phone calls for, like, my kids or something, I'm like, oh, crap. But, yeah, I would rather stay on the line. Because I had tried to do the callback, but it I'll go to a voice message.
Yes,
but I have learned.
Yes,
I have learned when I started working at my job, they would call me. So what my supervisor told me is like, you know what, program our number to your phone so next time you get it, because it'll be like, you know, the area code 805 and then be 000. You know, and I'm like, oh sure, who called me back? Who called me back? So all of a sudden, that's what I did ever since then. So it's like, if I know who it is and it's the number I'm waiting for, if you program it on your phone, it will go through. But no, I wait.
So and basically, she's saying what I was saying about how when it sends them to voicemail, if I don't have the number saved, but the problem is, how am I going to know?
How do you know?
Because they call back from random numbers sometime. I support that. I get that, Amelia, for sure.
I guess there's ways to work around it, but I just appreciate that. Finally, somebody's on my side. Dang.
But you know what, DZ? You called late at night, and I bet you it was even quicker service. So that's different comparing to, like, this time of day.
That is fair. It was later in the day. Yeah, I'm thinking somebody probably just got a remote call at home. I'm thinking somebody's at a call center. No, they're at home in their PJs chilling.
Oh, trust me. Yesterday when I was calling about my health insurance cards, this girl I was talking to was like this. And I said, you're all muffled. And I could tell she had one of those... The headset on. And it was like, girl, back up from the phone. I know you're in your house right now making macaroni and cheese or whatever, but can you move?
I work with audio. Stop eating the mic.
Stop eating the mic. Yeah, driving me. Yes, that part.
Now, Ellie, I got a question for you. Your insurance, are you waiting for the card to come in now, or are you just having issues?
No, I was waiting for the new card because I got new insurance. So then, but I didn't have a digital one either, which was bizarre. And no matter what I did, I could not get a copy. You'd think the digital one would be on the HR website. You think that I could get into it online, and I have to have an access code. So yesterday I'm on the phone with this person and this person and this person, and they're like, well, in order to send you a digital one, we have to verify 7 different ways. And guess what? The code wasn't coming through that they were trying to send me because it was blocking it. And I was like, you know.
Well, you're not the only one. Just to let you know, you're not the only one. It's like, as you know, I'm in a medical field. Our cards are coming in late. So that's what I was like, is he having the same issues we are having?
Well, you know what they told me?
We haven't gotten our cards yet.
You know what they told me yesterday, Amelia, just so people know this for awareness? They said that they would not send them out unless you requested them now. And I said, I'm requesting it now. And she goes, that'll be 14 days in the mail. I was so mad. Amelia, we'll talk off the air. Get down, Matt. Mad, girl. But I got the card and we love you. You know what? Goodbye, Amelia.
We'll talk to you soon, fam.
Have a nice one.
Bye.
That was a good piece of advice that a lot of them aren't sending them because it's digital unless you request it. Well, I'm requesting it then.
Well, and at what point in time did you guys send out the alert that we're going paperless? Because if that's the case, I'd like to know.
They probably in some fine print I didn't read.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to read one more text. Danielle in Waterford said, one time I was on hold for a good half hour and Hold On by Wilson Phillips was on. I told them to put me back on hold. I wanted to finish the song for one more day.